3, 2, 1.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. You all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed.
Welcome everybody to the Voice of Poncho Radio Show. This is episode 39, coming for you on a blustery evening. Poncho, what is going on outside on this frigid evening?
Tolls, there's cause for concern. Have you seen the latest forecast?
It's terrible.
90% chance of Poncho being somewhere in the upper teens or lower 20s, if you know what I'm getting at, brother. Everyone should be wearing their rubbers and buckling up for show 39.
The Voice and Poncho are really stupid because we're doing a remote recording because we were concerned about the weather tonight. We were concerned about traveling conditions.
And it's raining.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe Calhoun. One thing about the 717, it's a great place to live. But The weathermen around here are about as accurate as Poncho after 18 beers.
Well, hey, I agree with you, Tools. You get me a little sloshed up, I'm not going to be pegging the hole right on. But I heard a report, one dope, 8 to 10 inches. We don't have anything. It's all rain. Unbelievable.
These weather reports are very similar to you reporting about how many inches we're going to get overnight. I know that your girlfriend gets reports 8 to 10 inches, and it's usually, what, a coating?
Hey, if we're talking inchage falling overnight, it's going to be rising overnight somewhere beyond a foot. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, let's get into some. We got some news. We had the Super Bowl happen last week. Eagles made some decisions. What do you want to start with, Ponch?
Well, I think the only real news here, Tools, the biggest nugget I want to get to is Beyonce at the Super Bowl, but I think we should get to the Eagles. We got a whole bunch of new coaches, Tools, and it looks like a mismatch to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Are any of these coordinators, I mean, Chip Kelly introduced his coaching staff today. Does anything blow you away?
Yeah, well, Tools, first of all, the defensive coordinator, what I was most interested, Billy Davis, sounds like the guy you buy weed off of. I have no confidence in the guy. I mean, I've heard of Pat Shurmur running the offense, but I'm concerned, Tools, because I see a lot of names coming from a lot of different places. This is not a unified staff that is coached together anywhere. Cause for concern in Philly.
Does it, like, make you kind of wonder what the heck they're doing when they purged the Cleveland Browns of their coaching staff?
Yeah,
not the Patriots, not the Ravens,
right,
not the 49ers.
Right.
They purged the Cleveland Browns of their coaching staff.
Yeah, we're picking off the Browns here, Tools. Billy Davis, have you seen this guy's track record, brother?
It's not very good.
Yeah, like your dating past, pretty much full of attempts with little success. This guy had the 25th and 26th ranked defenses in his 2 years in San Francisco. Are you excited or what?
No, I'm not at all, but I mean,
no, I'm not either, Tools. Also, if I could just cut some salary off so maybe we could make some signings for players. Sean Halls is the sports science coordinator. I'm eliminating that position right now.
Press
Taylor, offensive quality control. There was no quality on the offense last year. No need for Press Taylor. Boom, two salaries, gone.
From what I understand, you were very interested in the tight end coach and the assistant tight end coach. You asked me if the tight end coach used to play baseball. His name is Ted Williams. And I was like, oh, God, how are you doing a sports talk? And then you said you were really interested in assisting the tight ends coach, Justin Peele.
Well, you know what? I know you got your cute little jokes. You're coming at me here talking about homosexual, whatever, this and that, Tools. Hey, it's not my fault. The peak of your life was that assistant manager job you landed at Gymboree. Guys like me succeed and we're happy with life, so I can take your attacks and move on.
All right. How about the fact they didn't cut Mike Vick? I mean, one thing about you and me both is we're not 100% versed on contracts and this and that. From what I understand, the Eagles, they didn't cut Vick, but if another team picks him up or they trade him, which I don't understand who would ever trade for Vick, the other team will eat that $3 million that he's guaranteed from them not cutting him. Did you hear that?
I heard that, and I'm not jumping out of the boat. I'm not diving off any bridges, Tools. I'm firmly confident that Mike Vick will end up somewhere else. Of all the teams in this league, Tools, of all the bum teams, and it was a watered-down league last year, somebody's going to pick up on him. Whether it's starter, backup, or just to get a little competition going in camp, this guy's not going to be in Philly. Don't worry.
Now, as it was infamous, I think it was 3 episodes ago, it was the flip-flop from you where you literally in 2 minutes said that they were keeping Vick, and then you said he didn't have a chance to be on the team. You remember the flip-flop episode?
Yeah, well, you know what, Tools? Things change. Knowledge comes into my brain. I get a lot of emails from close NFL sources, and I'm telling you, Chip is not liking Mike Vick. He and let me tell you 2 reasons why. Mike Vick gets hurt all the time. Everybody knows that. And Mike Vick fumbles the football all the time. So those are just 2 things that will never change with Vick. We all know of his potential. It was 8 years ago, and I think Kelly sees that. I know Kelly sees that. He's going another direction.
All right, so your stance now after the flip-flop is Vick is not going to be an Eagle.
No, he's not. He's going somewhere else, Tools. I mean, you don't think another team's going to pick up on this guy?
Probably like the Jaguars or some bad team.
Some
Jets.
Who's their quarterback anyway? Blaine Gumpert or something?
I have no idea. Mark Brunell, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I like Brunell. He was a nice little player. But, yeah, the bottom line is, Tools, with all your, you know, all your chatter, all that and stuff, people just can pay attention to one thing. Vic's not going to be here because he's going to be somewhere else, one of these dreadful teams that need a little spark.
So you were excited about Beyonce. You want to talk about that?
Well, Tools, me as a man and my masculinity and physicality at the level it is, I don't have a problem with the thick thighs. I don't mind that. I know the whole time you were there. You were in the place. I heard you. She's a little big. I don't know. I can't handle it. I don't have a problem with that. The thickness is fine. And I'll tell you what, I also appreciated the way her hair was done and the way she was strutting around that stage.
I disagree. I've always been a Beyonce fan. I think she's good looking. You might have me confused with @BleedGreen, who like acts like he's disgusted by her.
Yeah.
@BleedGreen said he would rather do Alicia Keys, which I don't get that in the least bit. Alicia Keys, from the neck down, is a 4.
Well, you're talking about, agreed on that. You're talking about @BleedGreen. I mean, this guy talks about women like he, you know, like they're in and out of his front door. The guy could go down to Water Street in Lancaster and leave empty-handed. Probably the only guy that would not be successful down there. This guy has no capabilities with women, so he should have no reason to be talking about, you know, nitpicking through broads.
Just to touch back on the Alicia Keys, they always hide her from the waist down. They put her in these odd dresses. Yeah. Anybody who, you know, we're experts when it comes to women, know that this woman, they try to hide her. I guess she can sing, but when it comes to looks, nothing.
Ugh. Yeah, I agree. They had her in a red muumuu, Tools, if you saw. You see what she was wearing?
No, I prefer not to look at her.
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, she's a fine singer and all that, but as far as stimulating me physically, it's not happening.
Well, let's tell the listeners about our Super Bowl party. You and your girlfriend decided to host a Super Bowl party, which was very nice. You had an amazing spread of food. It was, how about the bologna? The wieners.
Thank you, sir. That ring bologna was top notch.
The shrimp. I mean, numerous things. You did a great job with that. Now,
thank you.
That being said, one thing you and I both agreed on, which kind of stinks about a Super Bowl party, is all of a sudden you are thrown into this room to watch football with women that don't like football, and it's just sometimes downright annoying.
Yeah, it really is, Tools. You know, it's fine. I'm ready for the female, you know, after midnight. That's fine. But during the game, Tools, I don't know. I have a few objections. with a lot of broads, you know, just sort of there and talk, doing a lot of talking tools when I'm doing listening. I'm trying to listen and not to the female to the right or left. You know, I'm trying to listen to what's on TV.
How about this question? So what's the yellow line for? No, wait, there's a red line. What's the red line? Why did the lights go out? Does that happen all the time in sports? Why did the guy run around in the back of the end zone and then take a safety? I don't get it. Well, how do you answer these questions to women that don't ever watch it?
That's how you answer it. Backhand, see ya, come back later in 4 hours. But, Tools, you talk about violations. I got a violation for you. I want you to tell the world right now what you brought to the park.
I brought vodka and tonic. I brought chocolate chip cookies with M&M's and tasty cake. What were they? The peanut butter?
Peanut butter tandy cakes, which we all appreciate and love, Tools. Tasty cake.
Okay,
it's filling.
So
what
was my violation?
The tasty cakes were already open, brother, and two packs were eaten out. And the same deal with the cookies, brother. You had that twisty unknotted when you got there.
No.
But either you were munching on the way down or else this was 2 weeks ago's leftovers.
Well, let's also talk about violations. Should we go into some of the other stuff from the Super Bowl party, or do you want us to stay away from that?
What are we talking? Get right into it. We're honest.
Okay. How about the excuses to leave a Super Bowl party?
There you go. Lay it out. Yeah, lay it out. I was personally offended. It hurt me. It hurt my feelings.
We were at the Super Bowl party, Brett's, or Poncho's. And two groups of friends decided to leave before the first half. Neither of them knew what the other one's excuse was. Guess what their reason for leaving the Super Bowl early was? They had to go home and cook.
Yeah.
We just told you how much food was at this Super Bowl party. Mm-hmm. Five people got up and left because they had to go home and cook.
Yeah.
Listen, you know Chris Rock, that comedy special where he's talking about Jerry Lewis and the kids with their disease? Mm-hmm. Lie to me, Jerry. Lie to me. Please, mm-hmm. people, lie to us about why you're leaving. Lie. You got to go home because you got to put your dog out. You know, there's an issue. You think there might be a fire. Don't say you're going home to cook.
Now, that was ridiculous. It hurt me. It offended me in all kind of ways, especially because the one said, it's a frozen pizza they got to put in the oven.
No, they did. Did they say that?
Yeah, it doesn't get any worse than that. But you know what's going to be next year for the Super Bowl? Me locked in alone in a bedroom with beverages and food. That's what it's going to be.
That being said, we had fun. I mean, commercials. Any commercials jump out at you? You said
sure did. Well, something jumped out from the down low region when I saw a couple commercials. Kate Upton. That ball wrap, whatever her name is, that was kissing that geek.
I know that commercial got a lot of buzz, but it just ruined it watching her make out with you. It was just disgusting.
Hey, that's fine. Tools, you can, like I said, you can rip me all you want, brother. But when I look at someone like Bar Rafael, what is that her name?
Bar Rafael, I think it is.
Yeah. I'm all flowers, baby. I appreciate that. I'll tell you what, that dork, I can only imagine what was going on in his downstairs region. He was probably real excited.
All right. So, I mean, on the round table last week, three out of our four guests picked the Ravens to cover and to win.
Mm-hmm.
We picked Anquan Boldin for a sleeper MVP. Torrey Smith, I chose a sleeper MVP. None of that came to fruition. I mean,
did not. Nope.
It was Joe Flacco, who's a free agent. Gosh, the Ravens. I mean, how much money are the Ravens going to give Flacco?
Big time. Big time money, Tools. That's top five quarterback now. I mean, you win that ring.
But I disagree with that. I don't think he's a top five quarterback.
I don't either. But he looked good on Sunday, brother.
I don't know. I guess the Ravens, who cares? They got to figure some stuff out. Eagles, they have to figure some stuff out.
They'll be rid of that convicted felon at linebacker. And Ed Reed, who was 49 years old when he entered the league. I can't believe how old that guy is.
Yeah, the oldest looking player ever. When he came in at 20, he looked like he was 50. Now, you were a little down in the dumps, and you threw this little stat out to me. You said it's possible that no Philadelphia sports teams will have a winning record for this season. I mean, does that depress you?
Of course. Tools, this is the doldrums. You can look that word up because I know you don't know what it means, Tools, but it means, you know, very dead, a dead space. And that's where we're at. The Phillies were not over 500. The Eagles won 4 ball games. The Sixers are way under and not coming up anytime soon. And the Flyers are 2 games under. Tools, we're stuck with a bunch of loser teams again in this town. And is it going to get any better? Convince me.
Just think last year at this time. You know, we're thinking the Phillies could do okay. Flyers were like, oh my gosh. Sixers were an up and coming. Why in Philadelphia does sports, you're not at that high very often. When you think all the sports are going well, it lasts 1 year, 2 years, tops. We get
right.
It's just turned so quick.
Yeah, and Philly sports, as fanatical as we are, Tools, we're idiots. I mean, we get real excited. You and I both picked the Eagles to win the Super Bowl before they even played a game.
But whoa,
you know, we were high on our horse, and I
picked the Ravens to be in the Super Bowl, and I think I stuck with the Ravens possibly winning it. So I mean, that was a good call on my part.
That was a good call, you know, Tools. But you know, don't get too excited. You know, don't get too excited on that note. But I just think Philly sports fans just get a little too carried away, get a little too excited, think their teams are a little better than they are. You're known for that as well. And you also think the Phils are going to have a big season this year. I don't think the Phils.
I did not say the Phils are going to have a big season.
I think we're waiting until the next Eagles season until we have a winning Philly sports team.
Oh, no way. There's no way I can jump back on the Eagles bandwagon. I've been scorned just like you've been scorned in your love life. The Eagles have scorned me. It's going to take a while for me to endorse them as Super Bowl playoff team. It's going to take a while.
Well, there is some Phillies news, Tools. That's probably good news.
Oh, yeah, I know. Cole Hamels adopted a little baby girl from Ethiopia. I think that is I think Cole and his wife Heidi are good people, and they rescued this poor girl at 6 months. The Ethiopian authorities found her in the middle of a field. You think this girl won the lottery? She went from the middle of a field with no parents to Cole Hamels and his wife, a multimillionaire.
Well, yeah, sure. But
very similar to a girl that you or I would meet out at a bar. This kid won the lottery.
I'm just saying this on a little side note. I'd like to play Heidi the Salami with Heidi Hamels. But let's get that out of the way first. I'm not so sure about this little kid they adopted. I don't even know if that's true, Tools.
Oh, yeah. It was all what do you mean? What do you think I would make that up? Google it. I think it's a neat story. I think they're pretty good people, you know. It's impressive. Do you see the house that Ryan Howard's building? Oh, my gosh. A moat around it?
Listen anymore. But the good news I was going to lay on you, brother. I don't know if you heard this at all. You know Marcus Hayes?
Yeah, the heavier guy. I don't think he's as heavy as John Smallwood.
Well,
keyword of Smallwood.
Reports are that Marcus Hayes ate Delmon Young. This guy's appetite's out of control, brother. This guy can't even fit in suits.
Oh, my gosh. Poor Marcus Hayes. Delmon Young.
Extremely thick, Tools. Come on. You gotta do something about that.
I don't know what I can do about it. Well, how about some of our friends have left us, and they headed up to the Poconos in this snow and ice storm, and they're up there, God knows what they're doing, grab ass and slapping each other on the back, rat tails with taking showers and snapping each other with rat tails.
Oh, my God, Tools. Well, I'm happy I'm going to be headed to Miami, South Beach, brother. I will be headed there Sunday morning. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be wonderful. I'm going to tan every part of my body publicly.
What are you doing in South Beach?
A little conference, a little work-related conference, and
looking at chicks, looking to pick up chicks.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. All that, Tools. I think you know my capabilities, and we've gone out together, and I humbled you, and I think I've showed you everything about me that's dominant.
Well, I've gone out to bars with you, but I've never gone out with you. I would just like to clarify that. I mean, I know you're pretty open and stuff, but I'm not like that.
Well, I just got a quick question for you. I've been thinking of this all week, Tools. Say you have your choice of two that you land. One's got bad BO, the other's got no teeth. Who are you taking?
Boy. Man. Well, the way I look at it is if you turn them around, you don't have to see the teeth, but if you turn them around, you're still smelling the BO. I mean, is that fair?
Bingo. Yeah, I'll take the no teeth.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct answer.
Yeah, the BO you can't get over, Tools. And if there's a no arms or no legs argument, I'm going no arms.
Boy, and it, depending on how bad the teeth are. I mean, I don't know how bad you're saying these teeth are.
Well, no teeth. There'd be no teeth at all.
Oh man. You're not giving me very good options here. I mean,
yeah, but I'm just saying it's a hypothetical, brother. Maybe not a hypothetical for you. I'm sure you've been in that situation, but yeah, I'm going with no teeth. That's a no-brainer.
Well, we're going to wish you the best of luck down there in Miami. I mean, are you going to send some pictures up or anything like that? Keep the listeners informed.
And then I'll send you some pictures. But yeah, I'm going to be tweeting. I'm going to be doing everything down there live from South Beach. The Poncho doesn't go anywhere where he's not followed. So I will give you everything.
How are you going to be tweeting?
I have a laptop, brother.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, we'll be looking forward to your updates.
I'm sure you will. Everybody knows everything in your life revolves around me. You worship me. You wish you were with me all the time, just like our fans do.
This was a pretty light sports week, but thanks for checking in. I mean, everybody have a great week. We'll be back next. I guess Poncho will recap Miami and how many girls he met.
Big show 40 in a week. This 7-8 is not a fraud. Call that bitch my bodyguard. Call that bitch your bodyguard. Yeah, that's my bodyguard. Wear a lot of jewelry. Young don't do security. What's whiter than a napkin? Harder than a dinner plate. If you want it, come and get it. You know I stay super straight. Ran up in my spots and now I'm working out the Super 8. Know you niggas hungry. Come and get a super plate. Y'all sing happy birthday. Yeah, I got this super cake. 100 karat bracelet. I use it like some super bait. I put on for my city. On for my city. I put on for my city. On for my city. Put on.
To all the listeners that stayed through to the end for this Easter egg, we have a special guest at Bleed Green who wants to give his personal opinion on Poncho.
Well, to be honest with you, I think Poncho has a little slit in between his legs. And I know this is a family radio, But with that being said, I don't hold back. Poncho is definitely a woman. I like Poncho. Poncho is a good friend of mine. I like his style and skills. But he has no control over his own entire life. And that's a bad thing for Poncho. But with that said, Poncho, go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Thank you
very much for that. And have a great day.
Thank you. You have the same. Poconos!